Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
45036.
And what's your name?
Marilyn Fields.
Marilyn Fields.
Mm-hmm.
All right, your name, Marilyn?
Yes.
And that Fields, Fields?
Yes.
Because the zip code didn't retrieve the account.
It was probably my daughter's. But what I'm calling about is I ordered one of these a month ago. You took the money out of my account, and I have never received anything.
All right. Give me one second.
Where your shirt at?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here with you.
Okay. Are you here?
I'm still here with you, ma'am. Give me one second.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Like I said, with that information, I ran your name, your zip code. I see if your phone number. Have you used your card?
You took the money out of my account. My daughter ordered it. Yes. And it may be under 42240. Try that.
42240?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Is it Marilyn Fields Griffin?
No, it may be Kylie Fields. K-I-L-E-Y.
K-Y. Can you spell her name again?
K-I-L-E-Y.
And she's a Fields also?
Yes.
Let's see what's going on. Yes, ma'am. It was in Miss Kylie's name. Can you verify your address for security purposes?
Let me ask her because I live in Ohio and she lives in Kentucky.
All right.
Kylie.
Yes, ma'am.
Kylie, what's your address? Where I ordered that KitchenAid thing. 2106 Oak Tree Villa Drive, Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
Yes, ma'am.
What's the zip?
You good?
42240, yeah.
Yes, ma'am, thank you. And I can see that you called in before due to that mixer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and the account is canceled. Were you aware of that? It was canceled in April.
Why was it canceled? The money was took out of my account, never replaced.
So it was canceled, but it wasn't, you weren't refunded. I'm seeing that on the account. I see that you didn't ask to have the account refunded. So that's the only thing that I can come up with. Is that what this call is in regard to?
No, it was not canceled. You took my money and we waited to get it and it never showed up.
Did you dispute the charges?
I went to my bank.
All right, so this is what you'll have to do. You have to get your, so basically you want those products.
Yes, yeah, sent to that address. Because you took my money, so send it to that address. Hello?
Hold on 1 second, ma'am.
Okay.
Miss Fields.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. All right. I spoke with my supervisor, and you'll have to call back with your bank on the line, ma'am. Once you disputed the charges, it like tied our hands. So you'll have to call.
But this was like 2 weeks after we ordered it.
Somebody wants you to, you disputed the charges.
But you still have my money. I never got my money back.
Right, and in order for her to do anything dealing with a refund, all that, you'll have to call back with your bank on the line. And we need to make sure that the charges, that the dispute has been dropped. And then we'll be able to get you taken care of with canceling the account.
Why you can't just send it because it's already been taken out of my account.
Yes, ma'am, it's bank protocol. Actually, you'll have to call back with them on the line.
Never again, because it's a scam.
It'll be simple, actually, Ms. Fields, if you just call your bank and call us back.